The Conservatives accept that the recession is going to drive the deficit higher. We've always accepted that as tax revenues fall and benefit expenditures rise, there will be some extra borrowing. What you can't do is then, on top of that, have a massively expensive bank share purchase program and another very expensive separate fiscal stimulus, as they call it. Just put the four things together. The starting high level of deficit, the recession-induced increase in the deficit, the bank program, and the fiscal stimulus, it ends up with very high borrowing levels indeed, which are not likely to be achievable at sensible interest rates.
Isn't there a danger now for the Conservatives that they're vulnerable to accusations that they're now the party of spending cuts? How do you plan to rebut that charge?
Well, it's a simple lie of the kind that Labour always allege about the Conservatives. All my political life I've had Labour saying that Conservatives wish to cut spending, and they then go on to say that we will reduce the numbers of teachers, nurses and doctors and cancel school and hospital building programmes. It's always been a lie. It would be a lie in the future. Conservatives, like Labour, have always supported employing more teachers, nurses, doctors, police and so forth. And we're as keen as Labour to improve schools when the money is available, and we wouldn't want to be cancelling any of those projects. The issue between us is the wasteful spending and the undesirable spending. We would like to spend less on bureaucracy. We would like to cancel the ID card scheme. We would like to cut out a lot of the unelected regional government. We would like to adopt a new approach to tackling the problems of social failure. And we would like to reform public services in a way which increases spending in the classroom and in the surgery and reduces it in the overhead.
The Institute of Directors say in a study published yesterday that they support tax cuts financed by borrowing in order to boost the economy. They say that reductions in interest rates won't in themselves turn the economy round. It's a bit strange, isn't it, for the Conservatives to be in opposition here to what the company directors are saying?
Not at all. We seek to represent the whole country, asking them to trust us to govern in the interests of all. That doesn't mean we automatically agree with one particular director's organisation. We listen very carefully to the voice of business, but we also listen carefully to many other voices in the country. It is our judgment that the current level of borrowing, probably now escalating to £120 billion this year, when you take all the bank shares and bank deposit matching into account, is very large and is going to burden us with too big an interest burden. There is no point in cutting taxes this year if everybody knows they're going to go up in 2 years' time to pay for it.
Does that mean that the Conservatives are going to vote against the tax cuts expected to be announced in next week's pre-budget report?
Well, we will have to examine the balance of the measures. Many of us would like tax cuts, but we want them backed by sensible proposals on spending so that they are affordable. Whether that means we need to vote against the tax cuts or whether we have some other way of expressing our view on spending will depend on the resolutions before us.
Again, but the Conservatives are in a slightly strange position here if they end up opposing a package of tax cuts.
But I've just explained to you that we're not against tax cuts, but we're in favour of affordable tax cuts that have been thought through, tax cuts which don't have to be reversed in a couple of years' time. The public won't even go out and spend all the tax cut they're given if they believe that they're going to have to face a big tax bill in a couple of years' time to pay for it. And the international markets will not take kindly to an irresponsible level of borrowing were the government to come up with one. So we are giving the government very good advice that they need to keep some control over their spending and borrowing, even in these difficult days, to avoid a far worse mess.
How do you account for the fact that Gordon Brown and Labour are now closing the gap on the Tories in the opinion polls?
Some polls show them a bit closer, others don't. But all the polls show the Conservatives considerably in the lead, and they show Labour in pretty weak territory in the low 30s. But I'm not mainly preoccupied by opinion polls at the moment. I don't think there's going to be a general election before May 2010. In the meantime, as someone who contributes to the national debate, I just want to give sound advice to the government so that they don't make this economic crisis worse. I've seen so many mistakes made over the last 2 years, lurching from boom to bust over interest rates, lurching from boom to bust in the credit markets, lurching from boom to bust in the way they control banks. And I'm just pleading with them not to make the problem worse by suggesting levels of borrowing that the markets won't accept.